does the Lord reach someone who was raised to believe there was no God? On today's Good News Radio broadcast, I'll be sharing part two of an interview with a pastor friend from the Czech Republic. In spite of being raised in an atheistic family, his life was changed whenever he heard the message about Jesus Christ. Join me now as I interview Pastor Vítě from the Czech Republic.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Good News Radio broadcast with Pastor Tom Arnold. Tom serves as pastor of Good News Church in Yukon, Oklahoma, and is our teacher on this daily program. It is his desire that you will discover God's abundant plan for every aspect of your life through the faithful study of God's Word. Join us now as we go into today's message.
Well, welcome again to the Good News Radio broadcast. We are here in the Czech Republic. Sharon and I are here in the Czech Republic, and we are with our friends Don and Sasha Swartz, and they have a wonderful ministry here. Don and Sasha lived in the Czech Republic for 15 years, and we're able to tag along with them to conferences. The Lord has allowed us to go to, this is our third conference. Over the past 3 years, as we have ministered in these conferences, the person who puts it all together, kind of pieces it all together, is a young man that's on today's program, and his name is Vítě. And Vítě, we're so glad to have you again today on this program.
Hello, nice to be here again.
And Vítě's testimony, we shared on a previous program, but his testimony is one of a life who was changed because somebody from the United States came to this country.
Yes, completely. It's true.
And so, Vítě, I think the thing that I was hoping to kind of key in on this program, talk to me a little bit about the role that the U.S. has in world evangelism, at least in Central Europe. Can we do that?
Okay. You know? Yes, we can.
So tell me some of the books that you got a hold of early on that helped you, disciple you.
We've got lots of books from the United States, and I'm really thankful. And I've been thankful for God to be able to speak in English because of the communist past, there's a great lack of good teachings.
Right.
And many of the things that even still the churches has is some sort of mixture of traditions and Bible and faith together, which doesn't work.
Right.
I believe that every single one who can speak English is really greatly blessed by all the books and the teachings and all the ministry that is even on the internet, that we can listen those who already went through the time and walk of faith, that we can learn something from them and don't have to go by our own self and do the same mistakes.
Right.
But we can learn,
from somebody else's mistakes. One of the things that blessed me, Vítě, was that email that you sent some time back, and you had been listening to the Good News Radio broadcast.
Yes, I was, and I still am.
And that really blessed me, and you said there was a message in particular that was really helpful to you. And you know, that's what it's all about, is for the U.S. I think God, to whomsoever much is given, Jesus said, much will be required. And we have so much light in America, so much gospel light. So you were born again because a missionary from the United States cared enough to come to the Czech Republic, right?
Yeah. It was Terry Henshaw.
Terry Henshaw.
And it was awesome to hear somebody even from completely different country, but he was speaking about Jesus.
Yes.
And that's what really reached my heart.
Yeah.
And even the Victory Center, what was in Prague. Yes. And then we had here Domada School.
Domada. So we're talking Mark Brzee Ministries.
Yes.
Outreach Church.
And all those missionaries, they did a great job because they put some very solid foundation for all the new ministries that start to grow up after the fall of communism.
Right.
Just for your imagination, under the communism, there was only Catholic Church and maybe some small churches that were still under strong control of the communists. And when there's a freedom now, all the missionaries who came here, they start to share the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And many great churches started.
Yeah.
But almost everybody from the leadership, they had no experiences.
Right.
They have a lack of information.
Yeah.
They didn't know what to do, how to do. So everybody starts to learn by their own mistakes.
Yeah.
And then new books, they start to be translated into Czech language because, we were not taught to learn English language.
Right.
So you have to choose by yourself and make some effort to learn English. And all the other guys have to wait that somebody interprets some book into Czech.
Right. So I know that through the years we've given away Brother Hagen's books.
Yes.
And they're available in the language. And those books have been helpful, no doubt, in your life.
Thank God for Brother Hagen. I still believe that there's a great opportunity, even in Czech Republic and Slovak and Poland, that people start read his books.
Yeah.
Even for the first time or again.
Yeah.
Because there's plenty of things that you can receive and you can learn. And really, the easy way how explain faith.
Right.
It's amazing.
Yes. And that's what we need, to take the shield of faith and to speak the word of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because that's what how our answers to prayers come. That's the only fight that the Christian's called to fight, is the fight of good, the good fight of faith. And it is a good fight. I tell you, to the listeners, if you ever went to Vichus Church, you would be so blessed, because you see Generation One believers. You see so many, with the exception of your children, I'm just saying, so much of your congregation were born into atheist families, probably.
Yes.
If it's 70% atheist, then many of them were born into atheist families.
Mm-hmm.
But to see just how well it's done, your praise and worship team, the facilities that you rent on Sundays for your services. Vichy, I just want to commend you. God has truly blessed you, and you are being a blessing. And the fact that he put together this conference, and he's been a great liaison for us to be able to come and minister. And well, this conference, I mean, you tell me, is this conference a blessing? We'll talk about it.
I am more excited to waiting for this conference every single year, because I see the people. Maybe you remember the first conference. We nobody knows what to expect or what to do, and there was lots of questions. What was really amazing here, that people from different churches, and I really mean different, even different denominations, are here and are able to be together and put aside all the small differences that we have, and have the one focus on what the Lord can do in Czech Republic.
Yeah.
And all the support that came from the United States, all the books, the teachings, all the things that you did for us, that you came and encouraged. Because as you mentioned, my country is most of atheists. So every single pastor here is like a complete stranger.
They're not pastors' kids that were raised in the ministry.
Yes.
And now all of a sudden they're taking their father's church. Every one of them. It's all ground zero.
Yes.
Starting.
Yes. And it's sometimes difficult to have friends in the place that you live. Even your neighbors think that you are crazy.
Because in the U.S. culture, if you say, I'm a pastor, people, they kind of view that like a school teacher. It's an honorable position. You know, it's even if I'm not a 10 church or I'm not a faithful church attender, they view what you're doing is kind of on the same level as a librarian or on the same level as law enforcement or something. You're trying to help community.
Mm-hmm.
But in this country, when you say I'm a pastor,
they first ask, what is it?
Yeah, what is a pastor?
Yeah, what is a pastor? And you have to explain that it's almost like a Catholic priest.
Right. Because, you get married, huh?
Yeah. But if you said that we don't have the buildings, the churches that we have, so now you are strange. You are out of order, out of normal.
Yeah.
So they're really suspicious, you know, who you are, what do you really do, what is your concern when you start to speak with them.
And when you come through the Czech Republic, even in this city, I mean, talk about beautiful churches. We're in Tábor, a city of 40,000, and just in the central square, there's a beautiful church there.
Mm-hmm.
But the bricks don't go to heaven. The stained glass, they don't make it to heaven. Mm-hmm. The beautiful pews don't go to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
It's only people that go to heaven.
Yeah.
And so whether you're meeting in a rented facility like you do on Sunday mornings, you know, you have outreach evangelism throughout the week, people go to heaven.
Yes.
And so that's why it's so imperative that we get the gospel into people. And the gospel works when the gospel's applied.
Yeah.
whenever I think of Vicha, he told the story about when Terry Henshaw came here on another program and how that Terry Henshaw, a minister out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, who incidentally I haven't met, Greg Ford, a good friend of mine, is mm-hmm. close friends of his. Mm-hmm. You know, the fact that he has no idea, he's never met you, he doesn't know, have any idea yeah. that there was this guy in his service.
He will get great reward in heaven right now.
yeah.
Because he went here, I was born again.
Yeah.
Now we have two churches in Tábor and České Budějovice. We have a Christian magazine. We are doing some meetings for other people. And
hey, what's your web address?
BCV.CZ.
.cz.
Yeah, CZ.
That's like Czech Republic, correct? That's
yes,
like a
yeah,
unique
yeah, yeah, uh-huh.
domain.
BCV.cz.
So that's BCV.cv.
CZ.
CZ. I'm going to get it straight here.
CZ. And it's even in English.
Yeah, you have an English counterpart. See, they could log on, listeners could log on and see. I just want to say to our listeners, I just pray that you'll think of esprit de corps. And esprit de corps is a term that means really is a picture of the spirit of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you're in the body of Christ in the Czech Republic or whether you're in the body of Christ in the United States, we're in one body. There's only one body. And we need to have this spirit of the body that there's a great unity, there's a great camaraderie, there's a great passion to get the gospel out. And, you know, Vicha, I do believe this with all of my heart, that the coming of the Lord is soon. I don't know on the calendar when that is. But as I was in prayer several weeks ago, I heard the Lord speak this into my heart. It's sooner than you imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And so for us, I think it's important that we obviously do all we can to reach out and evangelize. The need is so great. I think people think that the Europeans are all born again. I don't think they really think that, but I think they're surprised at how small the
yeah.
percentage. When people think of world evangelism or missional living, they think, oh, we need to go to other parts of the world. And they don't think, here we're in Central Europe,
mm-hmm.
where the Reformation with John Huss.
Yes.
Right here. This is the city, correct?
This is the city, yeah.
This is the city here.
Yeah.
That John Huss, the whole Reformation movement has its origin right here.
Yeah, this is the area here.
And yet, so many people are unbelievers and they haven't made Jesus the Lord of their life. So we are here, Tábor, Czech Republic, and I'm with a wonderful young pastor, and his name is Vicha. Tell me your last name.
Kukla.
Kukla.
Yes.
Vicha, we're so glad that you're here, and thank you so much for sharing on our program today.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thanks for joining me for today's broadcast. I trust you enjoyed the interview with Pastor Vicha from the city of Tábor in the Czech Republic. Remember this statement, preaching the gospel will make the gospel happen. You see, the gospel has no power to change lives unless we declare it. Whenever the gospel is preached, it will produce good news in the lives of those who receive it. The greatest message we will ever share with anyone is the message of salvation that is revealed to us by Jesus Christ. His message changes the spirit, the soul, and the body.
Thank you for listening to today's message. You can hear this message again by visiting online at goodnewschurch.tv. To listen to this and many other messages by Pastor Tom, download the Good News Church mobile device app by searching for Good News Church Yukon through both the iTunes and Android stores. Through the website, you can also subscribe to the podcast. Pastor Tom invites you to visit Good News Church whenever you are in the greater Oklahoma City area. Good News is located at the intersection of Main Street and the Yukon Parkway in Yukon. He welcomes you to worship with them on Sundays at 10 a.m. Good News Church, it's a great place to be.